In Los Angeles, Herb Citron is known as a pioneer of a great American business idea. He's one of the originators of valet parking. And this week, he is marking his 60th anniversary doing just that. As NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports, parking all those cars has given Citron a close-up look at some of Hollywood's most famous folks.
For the past 60 years, diners at Lowry's Prime Rib on La Cienega have been treated like royalty from the moment they drive in.
Good morning, sir. How are you? Welcome to Lowry's.
Good. Nice to see you.
The courteous attendants in sharp black uniforms meet and greet guests before parking their cars. This was Herb Citron's idea to provide first-class service.
You have a valet to put on your clothes and you have a valet to park your car. We like our attendants to say good evening, welcome to Lowry's. But we don't say, how's your wife, Mr. Smith, because he might be with his girlfriend.
At a celebration in his honor this week, Citron's longtime friends and competitors talked about him as an elegant man. Restaurateur Marilyn Lewis says for years, Citron and his crew parked the cars at her hamburger hamlet with style and grace.
If he were in London, he would have been lorded by now. I always said he was like born to the purple. He just has it.
Another friend for more than 40 years is Tom Barnett, president of Amco Parking Systems.
Herb came up with the concept of starting the valet parking. They would help you out of your car. They would put the woman's coat on, or they'd put the man's dinner coat on him. And the people from Hollywood, which this city's all about, would feel like they were being treated better from the moment they arrived on the property instead of waiting to get into the restaurant.
When I was 17, it was a very good year.
That's Herb Citron singing his favorite song. Before he even had a driver's license, he began parking cars after school for his father, who had the parking concession at Lowry's. Citron inherited the business when he came back from World War II. He hired two men to work for him, and he outfitted them in military-style uniforms. Later, he dressed them in the familiar red tuxedo-style vests and black ties.
A good tip in those days was 50 cents, and a really good tip was a dollar. And once in a great while, you'd run into a real swinger who would give you a $5 bill, and that was wow.
Citron formalized the once casual business, and his company expanded to restaurants, clubs, hotels, and private parties across the country. For decades, he parked cars himself. And as he dishes about the celebrities he's met over the years, a megastar from the early days of film and radio stands out.
His name was Rudy Vallee. And he was a real pain. He had a big German Shepherd in the car that scared the heck out of everybody, but we still parked his cars. And he demanded that his car be parked in front. It was a Chrysler Town and Country, and his tip was 10 cents. He was a real cheapo.
Buddy, can you spare a dime?
Who's been your best tipper, you think?
May he rest in peace. Frank Sinatra was, nobody was like Frank Sinatra. Frank would come out of the restaurant and say, how many valets are working tonight? And if you said five, he'd give you a $100 bill and say, split it up.
At 83, Citron has a zillion stories about valet parking mishaps. This week he announced he's finally going into semi-retirement, but continuing on as a consultant to valet parking services.
Old parking attendants never die. They just go on spinning their wheels.
That's Herb Citron, Mr. Valet. I'm Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.